This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. You know, I love Saturdays. I always talk about it. I love it.
You know, it seems like the last couple of weekends, it's been at least cloudy or somewhat cool or maybe rainy. This weekend, full of sunshine, full of warm temperatures. It's almost like spring came a little bit late, or maybe it's more like
summer. It did come late, let me tell you, because we have had, you know, the coolest temperatures I can remember.
Yeah, it's been so weird.
Oh, my gosh. Every other day, it's down to 70 degrees.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, we'll have a hot day, then all of a sudden, it's cool. And nights are cool.
Yeah.
Still really cool. In the 40s. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly. I know when I get up really, really early in the morning, I walk outside and I kind of stick my head out there and I'm like, my goodness, it feels like it's almost too late in the year to be this chilly. I'll go back in and put on a coat.
Yeah, I mean, in the mornings, everybody has to have a jacket.
Yeah.
It's strange.
It won't last for that long, though.
No, but it's a wonderful day. Here we are. We're live.
Yes.
On the green side of the grass.
As long as our boots are above ground, we're good to go.
Hey, we're good to go. We've got a lot to be thankful for.
We really do.
We have our hair.
Yeah.
We have our health.
Some of us have too much hair.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think you can have too much hair.
Probably too.
I mean, you know, I see people every day that are clawing to keep that hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Well, let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that.
It's 877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there, see case studies from past investments, see exactly what investors have been making, read all kinds of testimonials, and gather all kinds of information. This is all about retiring happy, wealthy, and early.
Always say early. You know, I've had people retiring this year, as you know.
Yeah.
And they'd made a lot of money with us. They had a good retirement. Mm-hmm. And so they just did it.
Yeah.
And what amazes me, everybody that I know, clients of mine that have retired, they're moving to Granbury.
Sure.
They want that lake. They want the water. They want the golf course. And they want to be able to drink the water.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's perfect. Important.
It really does.
And they say, hey, we can even water the lawn here. I mean, it's a miracle place.
It sounds like paradise right there.
It is. And so, it's a small town, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, you know, that's really great. You know, sometimes you can get lost in big cities, and then you walk for miles or you drive for miles, and you don't recognize anybody. But in your smaller town, you know, you get to say hi to people, and they say hi back, and they know you. And it's nice.
It is. And I have one client that's moving to Nacogdoches. Now, Nacogdoches is East Texas, but it's a beautiful place. Beautiful. They have some most gorgeous flowers in the world.
Oh, I'm sure. Is that over near the tulips?
Yes. The roses.
The roses.
Yes. In fact, those festivals are coming up.
Yeah.
Where you'll have all the different flowers, and they'll have all the flower festivals. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Tyler roses that are so famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that's coming up. So the flowers in East Texas are gorgeous. I have seen pictures.
So it's about time for some springtime road trips.
Yes, it is. People need to be out on the road looking at these gorgeous flowers.
Yes.
And then, of course, our Texas blue bonnets mm-hmm. on our highways
nice.
Are blooming nice.
Those are beautiful.
They are. Only Texas has all this. Do you realize that?
That I did notice, yeah, because I've been around to different states and different parts of the country, and you just don't see things like that.
No. Texas is the most unique place in the world.
Yeah, it really is.
And no one else has all this beauty, you know, of flowers and different things that we have.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, the low humidity. And then when you see with the low humidity, you have the extra blue sky, and that goes well with all the flowers and things. And so it's fantastic. It's a great place.
It is. It's a great place to live and raise children.
And even retire.
And retire.
Now, when you say that people retire early, how early are we talking about?
I have got some that have retired at 55 and 60.
Really?
Yes.
Because I know some people who are in their 70s and they're still working, not because they want to, but because they have to.
Well, they didn't plan right.
Uh-huh.
If you don't plan for retirement, that's what you're where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Or you'll be like me and be going to be working forever.
I think that's in your blood, though.
It is in my blood. It is. Because, you know, I want to live a long time.
Yeah.
And the way to do it is keep going, folks.
You got to stay busy. Yeah.
And don't sit down and start watching television. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
It will. And, you know, all my clients, thank goodness, are doing well with their retirement plans. And we have new people coming every week saying, you know, we know how much your clients are making. You know, we want to do it. And they'll say, you know, we started to do this years ago, but we procrastinated.
Uh-huh.
But now, you know, they're old enough, they've got more sense, and so they're going to do it. You know?
Well, when people talk about procrastinating, what why do they say they do it? What I mean?
Always tomorrow. Oh, always tomorrow.
Yeah, we're busy.
Men always say that. Uh-huh. I'll get to that tomorrow. I think it's the same way when their wife says, I've got all these little jobs for you to do.
Uh-huh.
It takes them 10 years to complete them.
Well, we put it on an installment plan. We do the projects in stages.
I think that must be right because, you know, you can look around 5 years later and some of those things are still laying there, have not been completed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when they procrastinate, they do it about everything.
Yeah. You know? We're pretty good at that.
That's right. And the only thing they don't procrastinate about is their pickups.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that pickup needs something, they're Johnny on the spot.
Oh, sure.
They're going to get that handled.
That's almost a second home, though.
Well, I think that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come to us, they're wanting to make more money. They want some guarantees. And they don't want the ups and downs of the stock market anymore. They've already had that.
Yeah.
You know, and right now it's up. But, you know, every once in a while, it'll just kick you in the face and go right back down.
Well, we know what they say. Whatever goes up must come down.
It must. And when you play the stock market, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And every so many years and every so many months, it falls. And that's just a fact of life.
So what do you think about this? What do you think if people are in the stock market, if they go ahead and take some of that out and come and see you while the market is up, come see you and put some of that towards investing in life insurance policies, does that make financial sense?
Well, I think it does. Like if they've got some old 401ks especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've already transferred companies two or three times. They should bring those old 401ks to us and let's put them to work. And they're not using it. You know, they're not investing. It's just sitting there idle. So a lot of people do that. Then a lot of people are changing jobs right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing us the 401k from where they work. And we're getting those invested for them. We've got a lot of people changing jobs right now. We've got some companies that have sold, and those companies that have sold, we're getting a lot of those people because some of their coworkers have made a lot of money with us, and so they're now saying, oh, well, why didn't you tell us about Faye?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know about it. So they're bringing their money over.
Well, I know a lot of companies are also hiring more people, and so there's more people coming into town, and a lot of people, you know, they do have money to go ahead and invest. And investing in life insurance policies is so much safer. I don't want to say it's guaranteed or it's without risk because it's not, but it's so much of a less stressful investment than the stock market.
It is a lot less stressful. And, you know, when you buy a life insurance policy, you know it's going to come due. Now, the date may not be right. You know, we say 24 months, it might be 30 months, or it might be less. You know, I was looking last night at all the policies that have come due in the last 4 years. And, you know, the majority of them did come in early. And sure, there's some that are going to come in late. But if you add it all up, most of them did come in early. And people have made a substantial amount of money.
And that's really what it's all about.
Yes. And like when we did the Whitworth policy, you know, that was $11 million. People got a lot of their money back and a lot of profit. Lambati, which we're just now paying off, you know, it came in 6 months.
Mm.
And we go back and look at what kind of cancer it was, and study these. And that's the best way to do it. Study the ones that they've already passed away as to what they died of, you know, what kind of cancer, which cancers are the deadliest. Mm-hmm. And we do that all the time.
And the policy that came in 6 months, that was what? Was it supposed to be a 24-month policy?
It was 27 months.
Wow. And
it came in six.
21 months early.
Yes, it did. And you just never know. Uh-huh. You know, the doctors can tell us how sick these people are, but a lot of times they're a lot sicker. And then, of course, you know, last December, you know, we were had already thought we had it bought. That $10 million policy. Mm-hmm. And they rescinded, and the man died in 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that would have been a wonderful deal if they had signed the contract. But, you know, that's another thing we don't discuss. We forget it sometimes, is they can rescind the policies. You know, we can fill up a policy, but the family at the last minute, they've got 15 days. Mm-hmm. They can say, no, we think they're going to die anyway. We'll just keep it.
Okay.
So that can happen to us. And last fall, we had four of them do that. And that's the first time we'd ever had four at one time.
But when that happens, investors don't actually lose any money. You just put them in another policy.
The money all goes back to their account, but we have to do it all over again. The paperwork, everything. Have to find them a new policy.
So it's really just more of an inconvenience.
It is an inconvenience, let me tell you. If you've put 30 people in a policy and it rescinds, it's not funny.
It's a lot of paperwork.
It's a lot of paperwork. Yeah?
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to my favorite store, Ivy Cottage.
Now, let me run through a sample scenario here.
Okay.
We're just going to make up some random numbers. You've got a policy for $10 million. You bid on it, you get it, and now you've got investors who are getting into it. Say it's a 24-month policy. Say it comes due in 12 months. How much can people, in theory, make? Just I know these are just random ballpark.
Well, they're going to make the 24%.
Okay.
They're just going to get it early.
So they'll still make.
They're going to make the same amount of money, but instead of coming in 24 months, it came in 12.
Okay.
So they got their money quicker. So that same year, we can turn around and reinvest it.
All right.
So it's really like a double whammy. You know, you can invest it again during that time period. Instead of going 24 months, you can use that same amount of money twice.
And get it reinvested in another policy quicker.
That's right.
Oh, so, that's just a win-win.
It is a win-win. People love it when it happens, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And everybody that's got policy with us, you know, we just reinvest it to get them to the point where they can retire. Yeah.
What do you say to somebody who says, you know, I've got money to invest. I know I need to start getting ready for retirement, but I don't know anything about investing. What do you say to somebody like that?
Well, I say, let us walk you through it. And we walk them through the whole program. We tell them how we start, how we bid on the policies, when we get it, how we put all the people in it. That we send them an email and say, this is what we would like for you to invest in. We'd like for you to put $50,000 in it. And so then they have to email us back and accept it. And then it goes to the bank. The bank pays the people for their policy. And then they sit back and wait for it to come due.
And that's really all it is.
You sit there and you go on and do something else. And then you get the call from us or the email saying, it has matured.
So it's really, it's mailbox money is what it is.
Yes, because we take that 401k, that rolls direct to their account at Nevada Trust. We don't touch the money, as you know, never. Mm-hmm. And we open up their account, a 401 account, which turns into an IRA. And then they may have a joint money with their wife. So we open another account. And we invest it. The bank pays the premiums for us, makes sure they're paid. And then the bank handles the money when the people die. When they mature, as we call it, the bank gets a certified death certificate. They send it over, and the insurance company pays. Then they put it in everybody's account. So the bank handles everything once we get this done.
Nobody ever writes a check to Faye Bank?
No. We don't touch their money. We keep away from everybody's money.
That keeps everything nice and secure and handled by a third party and really
yes.
Peace of mind.
Everything we do is handled by the bank or Mike Irie at 21st Services. He's the one that tracks the policies. he can tell us within 2 or 3 days, you know, when they've passed away.
So turnaround is very quick.
I think so. Usually 6 weeks and we've got them their money.
Okay.
Now, every once in a while, there'll be a hiccup.
Sure.
And if there is, well, it may take longer.
Yeah.
But usually everything's pretty straightforward.
But we're not talking like 6 months or anything like that.
No, no. We have one that the person died in Mexico. Well, we had to wait and get a Mexican death certificate, mm-hmm. and that took longer.
Yeah.
But most people are going to die right here in the U.S.
This is almost just too good to be true. It's one of those things. It's like, my goodness, why have my eyes not been opened up to this earlier?
Yeah. And but it's straightforward. It's not going to make you rich. We're not trying to do that. We're not going to tell you any pie in the sky.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you like it is.
It's investment. I mean, this is something that you do over a period of time. It's something that you wait for. It's not an overnight get rich quick type of thing.
No, you're not going to get
nothing
rich
like
overnight.
That at all. It's still investing, and it's still, you know, planning for the future. It's not, you know, like the future tomorrow. It's, you know, in a few years.
And even though you're going to make 22-24%, it's 1% a month usually.
Mm-hmm.
You can count on that. And, you know, we tell you everything on page 14. Page 14's got everything that's going to happen on that policy.
What is page 14?
It tells you, first of all, who the people are that we've insured. Tells you what insurance company, what their rating is. It tells you what the face amount of the policy is. It tells you what kind of cancer they've got. It tells you what you've invested, what you're going to make. And if it goes over, it tells you what your risk is, mm-hmm. how much it's going to cost you if that policy goes over.
For the premiums.
For the premiums. And that's your biggest risk. Is it might go another 2 or 3 years, you know? And so you have to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. That at least one of yours may go over. I've got people that have never had one go over. Then I've had people that they've got a couple of them that have gone over. And so they have to wait for their money. And the other thing is it's not liquid during the time of your investment.
Mm-hmm.
And most people realize that. That when we invest your money, it's not liquid till it matures, till that person passes away. Then it's liquid again. If you need to take money out, you can. If you need a new pickup, you can do that. But most people want to leave it in there and keep rolling it till they retire.
So say a policy does go over. How does the premium get paid?
Okay. Again, the bank's going to pay the premium. But you have to give us a check, send it up to the bank for that premium.
Okay.
It may be $300 a year, might be $500 a year, whatever it is. You have to put that extra money in, unless you have that much extra in your account with us.
All in all, we're not talking about that much money. In the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about making, say, $24,000, $25,000, in theory, $500, $300 is not, it's just a drop in the bucket.
It really is. And most people, you know, don't even think twice about it. Yeah. We've still got those 3 90-year-olds, though. We talk about it every week. Those premiums are high. They're going to outlive us all.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're sick even yet. We got fooled. We should never have gotten involved in 90-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, we now will not buy a senior policy. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
When somebody sends me a senior, we throw it in the wastebasket.
There's a difference between old and sick.
That's right. A big difference.
Yeah.
And our people have all got stage 4 cancer. They're ill. They're going to pass away.
Now, I know there's people listening for the first time that have never really heard about investing in life insurance policies, and I'm pretty sure probably one of the first questions they're asking is, where do these policies come from? And I know that it's not the kind of thing that you just go and take somebody's policy. They want to sell it. They need to sell it for specific reasons.
They all have a broker,
mm-hmm.
and if they would look, they would do without the broker and come direct, and that's what they ought to do, because those brokers are getting 5-10%. And that's ridiculous. They sold you the policy. They've already made their profit. And yet, in order to help you, they're charging a huge amount. And they're directing whether you sell your policy. It's ridiculous. Everybody had a case this week. I met with some of our providers, and they all said the same thing. You know, they thought they had a deal with the owner, and the broker steps in. Oh, well, I have to have 10% or we're not selling.
Ooh.
And so you know what they told them?
Huh.
We'll be glad to give you the 10, but we want it in writing that your client can see it. Now, that'll back them up right quick. They do not want the owner of the policy to know how much they're getting.
Yeah, of course not.
And it's crazy. So we have to deal with them. And then they, of course, come to our licensed providers. And, you know, we can't do anything without a licensed provider selling us that policy. Mm-hmm. And so when the licensed provider brings us a policy, and you know, we're going to bid on it, and bidding sometimes is a hard deal. And we have the mutual fund companies that bid against us, and then we have smaller companies. And there's only a couple of them that usually can outbid us if they really want to, because they don't have to make much money, because they're not letting their clients make as much as we do.
Yeah.
The mutual fund companies, they tell their clients they'll give them 8%.
Ooh.
And we're giving ours 1% a month.
Yeah.
So it's a big difference.
It is a huge difference.
So they can outbid us if they really want to, because they're not giving their clients very much.
Some of these big companies, who's the big one that does all
Magna.
The Magnet. Are they about done? Because I know they do their bidding on the front loaded on the first part of the year. Are they about done and about to fade away?
I think
away?
So. I hope so. And then the other one is Berkshire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's Warren Buffett's company.
Yeah.
They're in this business also.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah, Berkshire Hathaway. And they bid against us a lot of times. And that's the only two really big ones that bid against us. The others we can usually beat.
Okay.
But if Magna wants it bad enough, they will run it to the ground.
Okay. And then at some point when the bidding gets too high, you've reached that threshold and you say, no, our clients aren't going to
make
enough.
I say, we can't do it. We can't go any higher.
Yeah.
I know yesterday we bought a $4 million policy.
Ooh.
And our clients are going to love it because we've just got that done. But we had to really bid it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we bid against Magna and we won.
Oh, cool.
And that's unusual. But we put a little extra in, and I took less, as usual.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because that's what we have to do. If anybody has to take less, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the clients. So we pulled it off and picked up a $4 million policy.
That is really cool. When will that be ready to invest in?
Probably next week.
Oh, wow, that fast.
Yeah, because this company is real fast. Coventry is faster. And when they tell the people they better sign it, they won't let them go 30 days.
So if somebody hears about this and they want to get in on this policy, what do they need to do?
They'll need to call or come in, make an appointment, and we'll get them in it.
And the phone number is?
877-588-3330. And they'll need to make an appointment, come in order to get in this $4
million. Okay.
Because everybody will want to get in it.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people been waiting. We'll try to get them all in it. And then new people coming, we'll try to get some of them in.
So how does it work? I know there's a minimum to invest.
The minimum is $100,000, and you've got to be accredited. Let me say that, accredited.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have either $200,000 in income, or you have to have a net worth of $1 million without your house.
And that includes everything. That includes about forgotten 401ks.
Yes. Your current 401k, your IRAs. It includes your farm equipment, your farm. Everything but your personal residence is not, you cannot use it.
And sometimes when you're helping people, assemble all their assets, do you find that people forget about things that they have?
Oh, they do. They'll forget sometimes about the 401k, the old one or the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've had people say, well, Faye, I don't think I qualify. And I go, well, I thought that you were working. Yes. Well, how about your 401k? Oh, that's another $400,000.
Surprise.
Yeah, they don't know that they can use that. Yes, your 401k is important. Your IRAs are important. CDs at the bank. I know you don't have savings accounts anymore. I've never heard of that anymore because
no.
They're not paying anything. But yes, all your retirement mm-hmm. plans are included. And if you have oil and gas property, oil and gas income. I've got a lot of people with oil and gas income.
Really?
It's dropped a lot. It's not $100,000 a month anymore.
But it counts.
It counts. If it's $40,000 a month or $40,000 a year.
Rental property.
A rental property, that's another one that counts because you have income off of it. And you've got the asset base. So that's a good one.
So roughly how many people would go into a policy like this $4
million? There'll be a lot.
Really?
Yes, we'll put a lot of people in that.
Okay. So it's not like first come, first serve. You got to be one of the first three callers, and then you're in. It's not that at all.
No. We'll take the people that have already got money first,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll put new people in, too.
Cool.
Yeah. And we're bidding on another $5 million.
Really?
Yes, we're bidding on another five.
Ooh. And so, then well, you don't know.
We don't know whether we'll get it, but we're bidding hard on it. We've got about $6 million that we're bidding on right now.
These have some pretty big policies.
We do. Lots of times we'll bid on really big ones because we love the big policies.
Yeah.
Because we can put a lot of people in them.
Yeah.
You know? And, but then, you know, we buy little policies every day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll buy a $150,000 policy, a $250,000 policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter. They all work.
Is there a particular client that fits better with either the big ones or the small ones, or is it just kind of like mishmashed?
Well, lots of times we'll have a large client that'll say, you know, I wouldn't mind owning the whole policy.
Really?
Yes. And so lots of times we'll give them the whole policy. And, you know, if it's $250,000, you know, they can afford it.
That's a huge investment.
It is. We have a lot of people that have those.
But say you've got somebody who's brand new. They just want to kind of try it out, you know, dip their toe in the water just to see. Would this be the type of policy for them, or would you want to put them in something else?
I'd probably put them in with somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we'd probably start them off, you know, $50,000 per policy or maybe $100,000,
mm-hmm.
you know. Average people that come to us have got $300,000 to $400,000 to invest, and you know they're ready to get it done.
Yeah,
and sometimes we get their wife's account and their account.
So when people sell these life insurance policies, there's a number of reasons that these end up in your hands for people to invest in. They need to sell them for a variety of reasons.
Mainly to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
They need the cash either to settle their estate, and they want to do it right now. They're not going to do it after they die. Or they need it for treatment. Someone told me the other day that they need to take a check for $50,000 to start treatments.
Oh, wow.
So it is expensive.
Yeah.
And they'll have a whole team of doctors sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, $50,000 is to get them started.
Yeah, it's just a drop.
Because they're going to ask you for that money up front.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you do all the surgeries, you know, all that, it can get into, you know, $500,000.
Wow.
So they do need the money.
So they need the money, and so they go ahead and turn around and sell their policy, so it's a win for them.
Yes, it helps them a lot. And then, of course, you know, the family, they give up their right to be a beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the person who it is, they tell them, you know, I need to sell this policy. You're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. And then, you know, we become the beneficiary and the owner.
And it becomes their treatment. To try and, you know,
and prolong it. Lots of times they can't cure it, but they can prolong it.
Okay.
Or they'll do a stem cell. And lately, a lot of stem cells haven't worked.
Really?
Because we've bought several policies that they did a stem cell like in 8 or 9.
Really?
And the disease went ahead and progressed after they did it.
Oh,
so the stem cell did not work. It works better if it's a relative.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get one from someone that's not, sometimes they don't work.
So what types of cancers are you looking for the most?
Well, you know, the one that we buy the most is pancreatic cancer. Colon cancer is the deadliest. We see a lot of colon cancer. And they both spread a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll find them that it's in the vertebrae, in their skeleton, everywhere. And those, you're not going to make it very long. We find a lot of ovarian cancer, and it's deadly. And breast cancer. Those are the main ones we do. We do some brain cancer. They'll operate on brain cancer, and it'll come back in 6 months.
Wow.
6 months, you're going to go ahead and die anyway. So if we buy those, we've had several of those that have already matured.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, for the first time, we did tongue and tonsil cancer. And one of those people has already passed away.
Wow.
So it's deadly. And those are the deadliest ones that I know of, you know, that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And if it's spread, we know it's going to be very quick.
So policy holders need to sell their policy so they can start treatment and do things like that. So they need the cash money. And if there's not people like you that will buy the policy, they have no one to sell it to. So they get the money for treatment or sell their estate or whatever they want to do. And then you provide a service for people to come in, invest, and make money.
That's right. And without us, a lot of these people our clients would still be in the stock market. They'd still be in mutual funds.
Yes.
They'd still be at a lot of risk versus ours, which I don't believe has got as much risk.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But everything has a risk. Ours has a risk. Everything you do in life, if it's going to make money, there'll be some risk.
Sure. Yeah.
You just can't do it without it. You know, like last week, they closed a bank over in Louisiana, and it had several branches.
Really?
And they said last year they closed over 100 banks throughout the United States.
Really?
Yes. And, of course, they always have another bank ready to pick it up.
Sure.
For cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
And another bank picked that one up, and that bank that went under had six or seven branches. Mm-hmm. So they got all those branches and several billion in assets.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was another bank that, you know, that bit the dust.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but investing in life insurance policies is completely separate from the stock market. It's completely separate from worldly events. So, you know, if something is happening overseas or, you know, some other
North Korea or Syria,
yeah,
it has no effect on.
None
because
whatsoever.
A life insurance policy, you buy it. They put up reserves to cover it in case you need your money. It's not like nobody puts up any money when you buy stocks and mutual funds.
Yeah.
They do not put up reserves to protect you.
You're out there on your own.
You're out there just out in the wind, so to speak. You could make a lot of money, but you could lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so the risk, I don't think, is near as great when you buy a life insurance policy. The life insurance company is going to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wrote the policy. They agreed at that time to pay it when that person dies.
Do people who have had a rough time in the stock market, like most people have, seen it go up and down and they've lost money, do you find that people come over and invest in life insurance policies and after maybe a policy or two, they breathe a sigh of relief and they why did I do this earlier?
They do say that, and they'll give us more money.
Yeah.
I had somebody this week that notified us that they were sending a check to Nevada Trust to put in their account, and that's all you have to do. Is if you want to put up more money, you send it to Nevada Trust. You don't send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come to the office and we'll mail it in for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to do that.
Yeah.
Because we'll make a copy of the check and put it in your file.
Yeah. And the other great thing is that, you know, you're right here and people can go in, make an appointment, stop in, talk. You can answer any kind of questions. It's not like you have to call an 800 number that's from far, far away. You're an actual person who's right here. And I think a lot of people are much more comfortable with that type of
situation. Yes, and they know Claudia. Claudia helps all of them, you know, with their policies, does, you know, sends the money in for them, does all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And she she makes all the copies to put the policies together, the contracts together, or that we can send them out to you.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably the customer service is speaks volumes, and that's one of those. It might be one of those things that people are just really refreshed about.
I hope so, because we try to give good customer service. Claudia always calls people back. She calls them to get them in to sign their contracts. If they need something, she'll call them and say, "You know, what can I help you with?" And that's right here, local.
Nice.
You know? And then our office in Dallas. You know, we take calls there for people, too. We try to get things done there.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the stuff is done right here in Midland.
That is really cool. You don't find that very often.
No.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring.
And you can always go to the website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find all kinds of information. You can read testimonials, see what people have been making over the last several years. Every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia, and you always bring in some interesting things. What are we talking about today?
A very interesting person. Uh-huh. You not being from Texas, you wouldn't be familiar with him, but you might be familiar with some of his work.
All right.
Richard Racehorse Haynes.
Nope.
One of the most famous lawyers in Texas.
Oh, okay.
He's a defense lawyer.
Okay.
Richard Racehorse Haynes has just passed away at 90.
Oh, wow.
And I remember all the stories about him very fondly. And he is a super, super defense lawyer. A lot of the cases have been made movies of him.
Really?
Oh, yes. He's been in charge of some most spectacular cases in history in Texas. He, as a young man, he got the name Racehorse. He was playing football, and the coach says every time he's supposed to be doing something, he's like a horse. He'd race to the end, race to the end. So they nicknamed him Racehorse, stood with him all of his life.
Wow.
As a young man, he was a lightweight boxing champion.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a very gifted young man. He was in the Korean War. He came back, went to the University of Texas. He had an accounting degree as well as being a lawyer.
So he's a very tough guy and a very smart guy.
Yes, he wore cowboy boots at all times.
Cool.
Yeah, a very cool Texan. He also always had a pipe.
Really?
And he dressed the part, and he was bigger than life, let me tell you. And when he would be in trial, people would just come fill the galleries just to watch him work.
Wow.
Yes. And some of the most famous cases, I don't know if you remember the case about Cullen Davis, Fort Worth millionaire.
Yes.
Okay. He defended Cullen Davis. As you know, Cullen Davis was accused of killing his ex-wife's boyfriend in the mansion and her daughter, her stepdaughter. And, you know, they tried him there in Fort Worth. Had a hung jury. Couldn't do anything about it. Everybody's afraid he was going to be convicted. Well, the girl he was dating, you know, gave him the alibi, by the way. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember the details.
Yeah. She said the night that all this happened, the man with the wig at the mansion that killed those two people, that he was with her and had spent the night at her house. And that was, you know, a big deal, her saying, you know, that he was with her. Mm-hmm. So when they had trouble, then they sent it out to Amarillo, Texas. Well, they would buy food for the jury. They would just do all kinds of things. And he was always smiling at them, doing all this stuff, you know. And, of course, you know, they acquitted Cullen Davis out there.
Yeah.
And, of course, they made a big movie. I'm sure you've seen the movie of, you know, Cullen Davis and the murder trial. Mm-hmm. And the story of his ex-wife, Priscilla Davis. And what Racehorse Haynes did, he put everybody else on trial. The ex-wife, you know, she was a harlot. She was a bad woman, yeah. All this. And so instead of putting Cullen on trial, he was talking about everybody else during the trial.
He showed all the people that could have been, and here's
why. Oh, yeah. In other words, it couldn't have been Cullen. Yeah. It had to be these other people. And later, after all this is over, Cullen went broke.
Really?
His brother still had money. But Cullen spent, they say it was either $5 to $10 million.
Wow.
To get exonerated. And, of course, you know, he was acquitted in Amarillo. The jury was dancing in the aisles and visiting. He had food catered to the jail.
Really?
For inmates, for everybody.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he was flamboyant, very flamboyant. Nobody'll ever know whether he did kill him, whether he was the man in black with the wig. And then after that, somebody said that he hired someone to kill the judge in the Fort Worth trial. And he was tried again for that. And, of course, he was acquitted again.
Course.
I mean, and they made a movie of it. One of his other famous trials was Vicki Daniels.
Really?
It's the first time in Texas that they ever proved about spousal abuse.
Really?
Yes. Her husband was a famous Daniels that was the Attorney General of Texas.
So this was really a groundbreaking.
Yes, it was. And during the trial, of course, you know, they were trying to say she was just a waitress and a nobody, no good. And, you know, but he was on drugs and he was beating her and nobody would ever know. She'd go to the doctor and there's just bruises everywhere and broken bones. And, you know, she didn't have a chance. And that night when this finally happened, he came to her house and they were separated. And he came to the house and went and found a gun, came down the stairs and was going to kill her. And they fought over the gun, and anyway, he was killed. And so then his family, you know, wanted her tried big time in Texas. And at the trial, he would have these black people and other people that sang real good mm-hmm. below the window singing hymns.
Really?
And he'd keep the window open at the trial.
So he created his own movie soundtrack.
He did. And he did this in everything he was ever in. And they said he had one trial, and this guy was claiming that the dog bit this guy. And the neighbors said, your dog bit me, and I want all these damages. So he went into trial, and he said, look, you know, I don't think the dog bit you. I don't think the dog could have bit you. He said, in fact, the man doesn't even own a dog. And then there was the legendary spittoon. He knocked, when he was just starting out in practice, it was a spit tune in the courtroom, he accidentally knocked it over. And the jury felt sorry for him and gave him a win.
Really?
So he arranged then, every time he's in court, he'd get that spit tune and he'd accidentally knock it over. Finally, the judge said, Cullen said, racehorse, today you're not going to knock that over, are you? So he said, the jig is up. I got to quit doing that and use something else. On the Vicki Daniel deal, of course, they made a movie of that too.
Really?
Yeah. Most of these movies were made because it was so famous. And then the first one, one of his big deals, was this surgeon, and his name was Hill. And they say that he used a syringe to kill his wife.
Really?
And she had a mysterious disease, and nobody could figure out what it was. And then she just mysteriously died. And so he represented him in the murder case. And it was, again, one of the most celebrated trials of a Houston surgeon. And then and they couldn't decide whether to convict him or not. So then they tried him a second time. And the wife that he had remarried and already divorced, she testified. And she said he did use a syringe to kill his wife. And so the way he got him off, he told the judge, he said, we weren't prepared for a direct accusation of murder from the witness box. And by golly, he got him off.
Really?
But before he could be tried for the second time, someone shot and killed him at his Houston mansion.
Oh, wow.
Somebody was really mad. And it was called Murder in Texas, is the name of the movie. And they had made a book, and the book was called Blood and Money. And Thomas Thompson's one that wrote it. And then they made it into a movie called Murder in Texas. And all of these cases, all these famous cases, they made into movies, every one of them.
So Racehorse was pretty much Perry Mason before Perry Mason.
He really was. And he had some kind of a gimmick for everything he did. And it worked. That's an amazing thing. He was so smart. And he said when he first started, he tried 163 DWI cases.
Really?
First thing he ever did. And he said, you know, he had represented this guy, and he thought he had him off and everything. And they found a dadgum video with the guy drinking on the night he's supposed to not be drinking. And he's trying to figure out, how am I going to get him off when there's a video of the old boy drinking, you know? And so he had to have a gimmick sometimes to get these people off. But he was very famous for getting people acquitted.
Really?
And for them making movies of his cases. And The Burning Bed is one about Vicki Daniels.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The Burning Bed?
Uh-huh. And, you know, it was very famous. And, of course, you know, his mother and father tried to take the children. That was another thing that happened to her. You know, here she is, doesn't have any money, and old Daniels had it set up where she would never get any of the money. And so they tried to take the kids, and she didn't even have the money to defend it. And somebody called Racehorse and said, you know, you got to help this girl. And so he did, and he got her kids back.
Really?
But they were trying to take her children.
Wow.
Saying that she was not worthy of being a mother, you know, and that she'd kill this guy, their son, so, you know, she need be put away. And, of course, he got her exonerated on all counts.
Wow.
And got her kids back.
Racehorse.
Yeah, Racehorse Haynes, most famous lawyer other than Percy Forman.
He may be the most famous lawyer anywhere.
I think he really was. He was so flamboyant, and he said, always know what the judge and the prosecutors are going to ask. He said, as long as you know what they're going to ask, he said, you can beat them at their own game.
Really?
Yeah. He said, you can beat them. And he said, I never found a case I couldn't win.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, anyway, he passed away this last week at 90.
Oh, man.
Yeah, at 90 years old.
Wow. He's had a big life.
He had a big life. I don't know what he was worth. I know we could look it up, but I know he was worth millions because he had won so many cases.
Wow. You know? And had so many movies made out of it.
Oh, yeah. They'd made so many movies. And, of course, Cullen Davis was, to me, the biggest case to have won.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they made that huge movie about it. And it was just amazing they got him off.
Yeah.
You know? But he knew how to do it.
Yeah.
And they made friends with the jurors. You know, they were serving meals. I mean, it was like old home week.
Wow.
And those people at Amarillo took to him. They loved Racehorse, and they loved Cullen Davis.
Wow.
And Priscilla Davis, went downhill from then. Uh-huh. You know, after the daughter was killed and her boyfriend was killed, she moved to Dallas from Fort Worth, and in the end, she was broke.
Oh.
Yeah, she was destitute right there at the end.
I wonder if he can get away with some of these gimmicks now, or if, like, he kind of ruined it for everybody else.
Well, I don't think anybody else had the guts to try.
You're probably right.
I think that's the whole story. Everybody was afraid to try all these theatrics in the courtroom. But he did it, and the judges let him by with it, you know, and he won.
Wow.
Yeah. And like that Hill, there's no doubt that guy Hill, that plastic surgeon, killed his wife.
Yeah.
You know, and he got him acquitted. I mean, you know, he said, we had no idea. They were going to ask for a direct verdict out of the jury box. You know, so he was acquitted.
Wow.
And then, of course, all those DWIs, there was a lot of funny stories about those, you know, how to get somebody off. And he said he always told the people to thank the judge. He'd tell them, say, now, you've been acquitted. You and your family thank the judge. And this one guy was saying, Your Honor, we just appreciate it so much, my family, my children. And then this one guy said, and I'll never do it again. He said, we can't use that anymore. You know? Can't use that gimmick anymore.
Wow. So not only did he get him off, but he learned a lesson.
He learned a hard lesson. You know, if you don't know what that guy's going to say, don't let him talk. Yeah. You know? Yeah, the guy said, I'll never do it again. He goes, oh, my gosh.
Oh, oh wow, that's great.
But
great
anyway, and there's books out about him, and you know, I'm sure now that he's passed on, they'll make a movie of his life.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because he's so famous.
Wow,
it'll be good. I'd be curious who would have the audacity to play.
Yeah, you'd have trouble finding somebody that big.
That's right, and nobody else in Texas would dare try to take his place.
No.
So anyway, that's a good guy.
That's great. Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
You can always go to AmericanFinancialMidland.com and find case studies from past investments, read testimonials, and all that. This is all about retiring happy, wealthy, and early. So for somebody who wants to get things started, is there a point where it's too late?
Well, if you're about 80, I think it's probably too late to start. But if you're, you know, a reasonable age, you know, we have people that start young. We've got some people and their children. Their children are like 20 years old and they're with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people that have put together a group. They put their children and their wife together, or themselves and their children, and they're investing together.
Yeah.
So we you know, it's most people are coming to us. They're 45, 55, 60 years old. And that's the perfect time to get that transformation done, because, you know, you're going to want to retire in 10 or 7 years.
Yeah.
And so we want to prepare them and get them ready for retirement. And the only way to do it is to make money.
You have to make money.
Yeah. And you can't sit here over there at the bank with your money in the bank and make 1%.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to get real.
That is not going to cut it.
No, it will not cut it. So you need to come see us. See if you like us. If you like us, you know, let us handle the money. Because we don't touch it mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form. So that makes you a lot more comfortable.
Yes.
When we know that the bank handles the money.
So before people call, what kind of things do they need to gather up?
They need to gather up their statements, because our banks require a copy of the statement. They want to see, you know, what they're rolling over.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a copy of that statement from the brokerage house or wherever it is.
All right. So to get started, what's the number of people need to call?
877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.